and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
As our children return to school, it's vital that we offer the guidance they deserve. Open communication is the only way to win the war against drugs and violence. Parents, talk to your kids and help them to make better decisions for themselves. That's from Gray's Cafe in Ault, inviting you to come and get it. Whether you're barely hungry or hungry as a bear, stop by Gray's Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault. It's a great place for great food and a good time. Gray's Cafe, 200 East 1st Street in Ault, on the air because they care.
Looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about, well, Deborah, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, Dr. Stan, yes, thank you for having me on the program. I'm definitely going to go with the water wars story, because that is our most urgent need to recognize what is actually happening behind California's drought and behind the massive requirements to reduce our water usage. And in fact, the reason I feel that we need to cover this, and I need to direct people to the documents that our team has discovered, is that behind this engineered drought in California, meaning the creation of the drought, there are globalist interests to privatize the water supply. And we have the documents, Dr. Stan, on stopthecrime.net. People can go to the home page, again, www.stopthecrime.net, and you will see a link for Water Wars. And I certainly would like everybody to pay close attention to what these documents say, because I'm going to just outline the documents that we have discovered, because sadly, the United States is a corporation, and I think that's probably where we'll start, Dr. Stan. People need to understand.
All right, but are you suggesting that in some way this water drought, the fact that we're having a shortage of rain, is somehow created or manipulated?
Well, it's not that I'm suggesting this. It's that what we know, the documents tell us.
All right.
Military documents, many patents. So when people look at the research and understand the degree of weather manipulation, which is a deliberate global large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate, as many things are actually, but the weather is also controlled. And people can go to our other website, www.toxicsky.org, toxicsky.org, and they can look at the patents. There are many links. There's quite a bit of military documentation there. I think at this moment in time, Dr. Stan, we really have to put aside the fact that we know the weather is manipulated. For those that are still uncertain and can't imagine that that's a reality, we just really have to understand that's a baseline reality, and we have to move beyond that, because our reality's built on top of this false network of the idea of a representative government is literally creating our demise. It's ending humanity as we have known it, and so when we look at what is and how this could happen, because people keep thinking, well, certainly our government would not intentionally create a drought in California. They wouldn't intentionally create massive amounts of rain right now that are washing out Nevada and causing a state of emergency. Yes, they would. And there's tremendous profits in all of this disaster relief, tremendous profits through the insurance companies, because certainly people that believe they have coverage always seem to find out that their coverage isn't what they had thought, keeping in mind that everything is bank run we literally have a corporate structure with banking, international banking interests behind it all. And the first and foremost paragraph that I'm just going to touch upon again, this has to become a given fact as well. As important as understanding that weather manipulation is a reality, people now need to move into the understanding of how all this could happen. And the foundation for that is we have a incorporated USA. It's USA Inc. And for those that are interested in actually learning about this, you can go to stopthecrime.net. There is a link, and it's entitled USA Inc. USA Inc. And for those that are not able to download documents from our website for free, because everything is a free download, you can call a printing company that is able to print off whatever you would like for the cost of printing and shipping. And we urge you to do this. These are documents you need to get while you're still able to, because this is information that has been withheld. We were not taught in school about our reality. And the printing company's phone number is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. Now, we have an election cycle coming up, and I'm hearing a lot of clamoring about getting out the vote. Everyone listening needs to understand this is a therapeutic illusion to keep everyone in the matrix and in the deception that we have a representative government. Now, I just said quite a mouthful right then. You need to stand back and think about this for yourself. Certainly, a representative government that was representing us and not the corporate structure, that is where the word representative needs to be redefined. The representative government is to represent the corporate interests, not the interests of us, and it has not been representing us. And again, doublespeak, word speak, Delphi technique, which is a technique that was initiated by the Rand Corporation in the 1960s, are techniques in which there is manipulation. They have facilitators that go around the country that literally lead the various policy-making elements within our cities into a consensus-based agreement. Consensus is not based on real science.
Deborah, I think it's important for people to understand that we were a representative government until the 1930s, when in the middle of the crisis that came about in 1933, why they voted temporarily, of course, to change the structure of our government to a corporate structure so it could be run efficiently. And this was done under the Roosevelt administration. But that change, this corporate structure change, has been renewed every year by Congress since that time. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Harris. And if you've never heard this, it's not.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Well, Dr. Ken, I'm describing the corporate structure of the American government. Not representative government at all, but the corporate structure. Why does the United States have troops stationed in basically 130 nations? Why does the United States have 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases? Why they're not there to defend America? They're there so that the small group that controls both political parties can move us towards a world government and can control governments throughout the world. And they kill world leaders who won't go along with this. And basically, it all goes back to the corporate structure, change of the structure of our government back in 1933. That has been renewed by Congress ever since then. Deborah, do you think that the average congressman really understands what's going
well,
on
actually,
in Washington,
yeah, D.C.? Actually, Dr. Stan, the president renews it every single year, and the last date of renewal, and this is very interesting, was September 10th of 2013. Well, of course, today is September 10th of 2014. So we're going to have to watch very closely. Covered with the illusion that right now the current president, which is Barack Obama, is giving the nation the illusion that he needs to go and seek Congress's approval to launch additional aggression overseas. That's an illusion because every single year, every sitting president since 1933 has continued with the annually extended national state of emergency. And this ritual, again, has been ongoing since 1933. According to Senate Report 93549, that is Senate Report 93549. And essentially, our government is a dictatorial incorporated system with incorporated agencies serving the revenue purposes of the government. Remember now, a corporate structure is about revenue. They cannot make the revenue that they are obligated to create and make in their corporate charters and represent us at the same time. We also should obviously now move on to the next big question that we all must ask ourselves. If we have a representative government, why is the United States advancing with GMOs into our food supply? Why are they adding fluoride and other toxins to the water? Why are they fracking for new venture in making money and destroying our water, our groundwater table? Now, I'm going to move on, Dr. Stan, from that reality that we are a corporate structure, because everyone with this needs to understand, no matter what your ideology is, we all have a common enemy, and that is the corporate structure. We can no longer live in the illusion that there is representation. It is dangerous to continue to stay there. And we must understand we have been denied the truth in our educational indoctrination system, and we are under massive mind control because of the illusion. This should make people very angry that they have been denied historical reality on how our government really works. And with that sense of denial, I hope that people listening will share this information far and wide, certainly to allow other people to understand our reality, because, again, we're in an extremely dangerous and predatory time, and it is escalating rapidly every single day. Now, what I want to say are many, but I want to go into the water wars, and this is where I would like people to follow along if they're able to. Again, go to the homepage of stopthecrime.net. Scroll down just a little ways from the top, and you will see a link, Water Wars. And you can get to the documents that I'm going to be discussing right now. Now, first, I want to just bring back what came out the last couple of days of August. Actually, it was August 30th. There was a congressman by the name of Kevin Cramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, and he discovered in some of the meetings that he was attending that the EPA had developed in secret plans to expand water regulation activities. And specifically, he's talking about maps where there are seasonal streams and creeks or rivers, et cetera, on people's property. And the EPA is expanding rights on either side of those waterways. Now, they're calling these riparian corridors. Most people don't know what riparian corridors mean. And this is how they're getting around us paying attention, because they're using vocabulary that we're not accustomed to. They're couching it in ways in which they always have a stated goal, which sounds nice. But then there is the real goal that is being masked by the lie. So what Congressman Cramer found out were these maps that were indicating that there were a number of states that were literally being consumed by the EPA's identification of water rights on either side of seasonal creeks, even if they were only going to run for the creeks, that is, for 2 or 3 months, that the EPA was expanding required setbacks on either sides of creeks, streams, etc., meaning that if you had a creek or a stream running through your property, you would be unable to cultivate, you would be unable to plant or to eliminate landscaping or trees or undergrowth. In fact, here in Sonoma County, people need to actually identify whether they can remove certain overgrowth along their creeks on their property by going down to the planning department, checking in with them, and in some cases having to get a permit. So we're in increasing trouble, but this is not our biggest problem. People, first of all, need to understand this is a corporate structure. The EPA is a corporation. It is listed on Dun & Bradstreet, just like the United States Incorporated is on Dun & Bradstreet. All of these corporate agencies are doing business. So let's talk about the EPA and what they're doing. It's important to understand that the EPA is operating as the front agency, utilizing its perceived power to eliminate our public water agencies across the United States. Yes, the EPA is being used as a tool to increase sustainable standard requirements on all of our public water facilities now. And it's going to literally eliminate the monies that our public water systems have by requiring that they build in fish ladders along their water systems, they put in treatment plants, etc., with monies that they don't have, and the fact that they've planned to not grant the number of grants, G-R-A-N-T-S. Important to understand, this corporate structure runs on contracts and grants. You can go down to your local city. You can find out the number of grants that your incorporated local city council has initiated up on you. This is not only collapsing the debt service that your city is going to ultimately have you be responsible for repaying, it's also increasing our national debt. So we're in trouble with a runaway corporate structure that does not define life in their corporate charters. Very important. This is why people are saying, well, it's UN Agenda 21. Well, it is, but it's coming right out of the executive branch in Washington, D.C., called executive orders. We need to understand how government really works. Now I'm going to read some water announcements. Goldman Sachs. Now, all of you know Goldman Sachs has raped the United States. It is certainly part of Rothschild and the Bank of England. And what we have to understand is what Goldman Sachs is doing right now. And this is a document, again, on stopthecrime.net under Water Wars. I'm going to read a couple of portions out of this document right now. It's called Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. This is Goldman Sachs. They say water could be a constraint on growth. The world's freshwater resources are unevenly distributed around the planet. Over 60% of the Earth's freshwater supply is found in just 10 countries. Severe water stress affects 3 billion people, two-thirds whom reside in the BRICS nation. Now, for those of you, of course, the BRICS nation is Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And they go on to tell us, water resources in many developing countries are becoming heavily polluted and unsuitable for human use. Inadequate water resources could be an impediment to growth as developing nations face rapidly growing demand for food and energy. All right, this is what it says under growing energy demand drives water use. This is staggering. Energy needs are increasing rapidly in emerging economies, and the fuel mix used has a direct impact on water resources. Currently, close to a third of global energy demand is met by oil, an extremely water-intensive fuel source. Natural gas is a growing alternative to oil, led by the shale revolution. This is fracking. Led by the shale revolution in the United States, the extraction of unconventional gas is water intensive, and an adequate water supply is a critical ingredient to shale production. U.S. shale gas development has been aided by the country's abundant water resources. Goldman Sachs is saying that the United States has abundant water resources. In contrast, Goldman Sachs is saying inadequate water supplies could be a constraint on prospective shale producing countries like China and Mexico. Now, Goldman Sachs is getting in to the water business. They have gotten in to the water business. Many of you that are opposed to fracking need to understand this is the corporate structure making money. It does not matter that they are polluting your groundwater table in the process. Now, I'm moving on to a different report. It is also on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars tab. This is a stifling report, and it is called Water Market USA. And this was found out of Oxford, England. And it's actually referenced in several reports that we have under Water Wars that are based out of the United States. The other report, which I know I will not have time to get to, but I will tell you the title of it. It's very important for you to understand how we are being deceived within our own country through the university system as well. This report is entitled Water Markets of the United States and the World, a strategic analysis for the Milwaukee Water Council, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, prepared at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. And I will just give you a thumbnail of this report. I'm going to dive into some details out of the U.S. water market because I think what they're telling us in there will shock most of you. And it needs to shock you. You need to understand this is business. It's a corporate structure. It is based on commerce. Why else do you think we have a Department of Commerce? Everything runs on profits with absolute disregard towards any of us. That by now should be very evident. In fact, the tragedy of this corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back here in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Ken, back here is the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, get the documentation for what you are saying. Basically, ladies and gentlemen, the information is all out there, but you're not going to get it through regular channels because six major corporations control 90% of the major media outlets in America and largely control what the American people think and believe. They control the educational system. Certainly, if you'd like to get the book that gets into that, the new media monopoly, you need to get it and read it. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 after the New Media Monopoly. Deborah, how can people get to your website and get the result of your research and documentation of what's really going on in America that not one person in 100 in America has any idea about?
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. Okay, for everyone that's listening, go to www.stopthecrime.net. At the top of the homepage, you will see a link for Water Wars. You can click on that. We have quite a bit of information there, but you will see these documents that I am talking about right now. And I would download these documents immediately. I would look at them and pay close attention to some of the top points that I am bringing forth to you now, because we are under massive assault, and the taking of our public water is massively underway now. In fact, it was announced in January of 2012, privately announced through Davos, Switzerland. There was a press release, and the World Bank, Rothschild, Nestle, Coca-Cola, all have been conspiring to privatize the global water supply. And that will bring in a centralized form of government globally much more rapidly. And I can tell you from firsthand experience here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, where Rothschild has a heavy, heavy influence. In fact, I will just add this. Pacific Gas and Electric, we call it PG&E, is our electric and gas provider. Again, that is PG&E. It is important to type in for yourself PG&E and Rothschild. Rothschild is in charge of Pacific Gas and Electric. Pacific Gas and Electric was set up to be the model utility company, to literally be the cookie cutter for the rest of the nation's utilities. And this is why we have the forced deployment of smart meters in every single state across the United States. This is Rothschild. This is all part of the massive resource grab that is taking place now. Many of you are listening, understand, and know that we have been selling water out of the Great Lakes to China for some time. You can type in Great Lakes water being sold to China. You will be amazed. Our government is a corporation. It's based on profits. They are making money by selling our water supplies to the highest bidder. This is what is happening. And very, very soon here in Northern California and elsewhere, they have plans that are being adopted and in California are in the process of being implemented, where rural country residential well owners will at some point be required to install smart metering and reduce their consumption. They're blaming the lowering of the water table on well owners that are pumping the water out of the groundwater table. They even blamed recently in the paper, in the newspaper, and in the media, this recent Napa earthquake that was nearby here in Northern California, on the fact that the groundwater table has declined to such a degree that we will experience more earthquakes. So I want you to also know that the rhetoric in the water agencies now is that well owners have too many straws in the ground. We are exploiting and we are mining a shared resource. They are demonizing right now people that live in the country on farms and ranches and outside of the city boundaries. They're being demonized. Now, we know that the plans are in place in many cities already that are identifying properties that are outside of the city growth boundaries. You can go to your city your planning department and ask to see what their growth boundary. That means that they are emphasizing current and future growth within that growth boundary. In other words, they are allowing higher density construction inside the city limits. If you are outside the city limits, you are considered sprawl. You are considered unsustainable. This is another reason why the infrastructure in the United States on the roads has been let go, because the roads simply will not need to take us where we've been able to go in the past. But I want to move quickly into this water report, Dr. Stan, Water Market USA. And I think this is absolutely critical, because they're identifying this report as being the most ambitious water report yet published by Global Water Intelligence. And they go on to tell us, besides the interviews and the research, we also created a series of data sets relevant to the U.S. water market industry, including companies' listings and thumbnail profiles of the utilities and the directories with performance indicators and merger acquisition listings in this database within the United States. This has all been assisted by the EPA. They go on to tell us in this water report that the U.S. municipal water sector is facing greater challenges than at any time in its history. Decades of underinvestment have left legacy decaying infrastructure in the industry, which is ill-equipped to meet environmental standards. Again, ill-equipped to meet environmental standards or prepare for growing water scarcity. What, of course, you've just heard them tell us is that we're not able to meet the environmental standards. Of course we're not. It's all based on false, fraudulent science of global warming, the need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions or reduce our carbon footprint. In fact, I'll just add very quickly at this moment, it's important to understand that the Department of Energy is incorporated. The Department of Energy, some time back, announced that they are aiming for zero energy use. I have said this before on other programs.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Deborah Tavares.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear Up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, You get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess money is never to marriage. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate plan is communism. You go back and you see what Lenin wrote back, Sidney, in the 1918. He said, first we'll take Eastern Europe and then the masses of Asia. For the road to Paris is to Peking, Beijing. Then we'll surround the United States, the last bastion of capitalism. But we will not have to attack, for it will fall into our hands like an overripe fruit. But what was he saying? Why, they were going to bring in all this regulation on the United States, circumvent our Constitution, which limits the power of the central government, establish all sorts of government agencies that will regulate every aspect of society, whether it's water or whether it's education, whether it's medication, and basically doing this so subtly that the average American has no idea what's going on. They don't understand that there's a small group of people, very wealthy and very powerful and very evil people, who want to establish a one-world government, and today they are using the financial and military power of the United States to establish that government throughout the world, and here in America, they're simply bringing in all these rules and regulations are unconstitutional, but the average individual doesn't understand because, of course, the media is controlled and most people have no idea what is really transpiring. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan. I'm back into going through as quickly as I can. The Water Market USA, Inc. by Global Water Intelligence. And I'm just, again, going through it very quickly. I want people to understand the highlights of it.
Now, what is this? Is this some sort of a report put out by one of these government agencies?
It is a report. It is on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link. And I encourage everyone to download this document. I can only tell you that the other document that I referenced a bit ago is also a document that was created within the United States. And again, it is under the Water Wars link as well. And it's entitled Water Markets of the United States. Water Markets. I want everyone to pay attention. Water Markets of the United States and the World. And I read that title a bit ago. But getting back into this report, people need to understand the EPA is an incorporated agency that is literally going to create environmental standards that's going to eliminate our now private water water agencies throughout the United States. I'm getting some feedback, Dr. Stan, so I'm having some difficulty with my thinking right now. I'm hearing my voice coming back to me.
Okay, but, fine. We don't hear that, so go ahead.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'll do my best with that distraction. They talk about the fragmentation. There are more than 50,000 water agencies in the U.S., and above that, two or three levels of other regional, state, federal, strategic, or regulatory authorities. This makes it very difficult in a fragmented market. One unifying force, I want you to listen to what is being said right now. They're identifying difficulty getting into our United States water market because of the fragmented public water agencies across the country. And they're saying the one unifying force which leaves its signature at every level and in every corner of the water industry are the consulting engineers. The top 20 firms are the key to the market. They define the procurement system. They take the lion's share of capital expenditure, and they set the direction of the industry. So we are literally being set up by engineering firms that will dictate the requirements of the EPA's regulations and standards on every single one of our water agencies throughout our country. This will allow faster access into privatizing the water supply. Now, I'm going to read, again, more highlights quickly. They talk about in this report water rights. They say water rights are the east-west divide. In other words, trouble. They also say that conservation credits may be a solution that gives farmers ongoing value. Conservation credits. Again, these are fragmented bullet points that I'm going through right now. They talk about investing in the U.S. water market. The strong need for water makes it a very stable, long-term investment for wealth and income returns. They tell us that water infrastructure is effectively at low risk, and it's a long-term monopoly. They tell us in this report also that money will be made on the required treatment of water. And also they will and are excited about additional revenue and market profits based on the forced desalinization of the water supply. So what they're doing is they're making the water table undrinkable with the fracking, with the overhead aerial spraying and poisons from the chemtrails, all the other fertilizers, all of the other poisons that are being put into our landfills, and so much more, that they're going to have to clean the water up. And they make big profits in this process. They are poisoning us and the planet on every level. And then they're coming to us with the solution, saying this is what we must pay for and we must do, as has been the consequence of the false misinformation about global warming. They're telling us there are too many people using too much stuff, and we are the problem of the poisoning of the planet. No. You will read the report from Iron Mountain, or I certainly encourage you to watch the documentary, The Report from Iron Mountain. You will see that global warming was fabricated. They intentionally polluted through ecology every aspect of the globe. They have poisoned us. This corporate construct, again, is extremely dangerous, and we've got to understand this. The report goes on to tell us that infrastructure represents a safe place for billions of dollars of private equity investment.
We're out of time, Deborah. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
I'm reminded that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with us and you'd like to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You know, we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're somewhere in America. We're doing a radio program informing people about the truth about what's really going on. And that is that behind everything going on, there are supernatural forces. Basically, there are a small group of people. They work through the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and Lord Escher and a small group of people who wanted to create a one-world government, but they were motivated by the occult. So Cecil Rhodes was involved with Masonry and the occult, as were the people who surrounded him. And that has always been the purpose of the occult world, occult movement, was to bring about a one-world government. And they've worked now for well over 100 years, and they have created this control. They control the media here in the United States. There are six major corporations, all of which tie into the CFR, Bilderberger Group. Six corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America and largely determine what the American people think and believe. And if you don't believe that, you need to get a book written by a left-wing professor, Professor Ben Bagdikian, and it's called The New Media Monopoly, because he thinks the right wing controls the media. People on the right think the left wing controls the media, and they're both wrong. Everything in America, the major things are controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this world occult movement that dominates everything going on. And you can learn about them in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. You need to help us inform people so that they will understand what is really taking place today. The average individual has very little knowledge of what's taking place. The average person just wants to be free, without understanding that we are going to lose our freedom. These people are giving us this semblance of freedom for the time being as they use the financial and military power of the United States to consolidate their power of the world. I mean, why do we have, why are we actually financing the rebel movement that's overthrowing Assad in Syria? They've killed over 200,000 civilians. Those people have been slaughtered with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not speaking out against it, you are responsible for the death and the murder of those 200,000 civilians in Syria. Some of them have been Christians. At least Assad protected the Christians. The people we have sent in there are killing the Christians, and now they're killing the Christians in Iraq. Do you really care? Do you really care what our government is doing? Or are you enjoying freedom and football and all these things so much that you really could care less about what America's foreign policy is really doing? Well, believe me, one day you're going to have to stand before God and justify not what you've done.